This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I remember growing up watching Charlie's Angels, some of these shows, and if somebody put duct tape on your face or somebody taped something over your mouth, okay, that's because they don't want you to yell and scream and they're about to do bad things to you. And so I always wondered if when you are in trouble with the law, whether you're being raped or assaulted or battery, is also the act of covering the face, covering the mouth, an additional count of battery. Yeah, I thought about that as a kid. I liked law. I thought law was pretty cool, criminal law especially. But I'm like, you know, because sometimes they might do it and then, oh, you know what, I changed my mind. So do you get in trouble for taping something to somebody's mouth? You're touching their face. It's probably battery. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a cop, but it's probably battery. So a couple days ago, I believe this was in Jacksonville, Florida, a six-year-old came home. I think he got off the bus, and he had a mask that wasn't his, and there was duct tape, I think, taping it to him, and it wasn't his mask. And I guess he had to ride on the bus like this. This is being reported by First Coast News. Her name is Gina Cummings, mother of six-year-old Kateryn, who attends Chaffee Trail Elementary. Cummings picked up her son from the bus stop in front of her home, only to find a mask on his face that wasn't his and duct tape inside of it. We have a nonverbal son that can't communicate. He's not going to be able to say he can't breathe. She said Kateryn has a special condition. And they give him face shields to take to school and additional cloth mask. Why are they taping him? Now, Deer Creek, this isn't just a one-off. And Deer Creek, and I believe that is in, I need to find out what city this is, but being reported by News 9, Oklahoma, parents were upset because there was a teacher in the spring who taped a mask to a kid's face. The school district had said, oh, this was all playful, but this was an eighth grader at Deer Creek Middle School. The teacher apparently cussed at him, told him to put his mask back on, and then just ended up forcefully taping it to the face. Now, I live in Nevada. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We hear that now that happened in my neck of the woods. It was a substitute teacher. Apparently, this happened in Reedham Elementary School. An eight-year-old boy got a mask taped to his face. I guess what happened is he went to get a sip of water. So when he got up to get that sip of water, he didn't have the mask when he was running around, going back and forth to get that sip of water. And so the teacher did not tell him to put it back on. She just pulled him up to the front of the classroom in front of all the students, taped the mask across the face, and then added a second layer of tape from the nose to the forehead. This is being reported by Fox 5 Local News. A second layer of tape from the nose to the forehead, and with the tape still across the face, he went to pick up his homework. He had forgotten at home, so he had to march around the whole school looking like this. What are we doing to these kids? I thought we weren't supposed to bully. I mean, this is bullying at its finest. And these things they're dirty. They're not N95 respirators. You really want masks, give them N95 respirators. But if you're going to screw around with these things, don't try to tape it, you know, to the mouth. I know some people out there trying to have good intentions saying, look, we don't want our kids to get the COVID, so we are going to do our part. But when I hear these teachers, whether it's in Oklahoma, whether it's in Florida, whether it's Nevada, that are taking it upon themselves to actually tape the mask on the face, that is punitive. This is not a, I want to save you, a, I'm going to jump in front of a bullet for you. There's a fire, and I am going to carry you with me, cover you up into safety. That's not what I'm getting from this. What I'm getting from this is I have the ability to punish people because I think the law and governors and all that are on my side. So I'm going to be able to do something cruel, and I'm going to be able to get away with it because the school right now is pro-mask, and everything's about mask mandates. That's what I'm seeing. When I see people just turn you away, when I see people, just like with that restaurant, there were other people who were coming into a party, and they all got seated, but for some reason, just my family was singled out where we couldn't sit and we couldn't eat. I think people are feeling this empowerment that they've always wanted to, you know, they've always wanted to be rude. They've always wanted, oh, by the way, yeah, we were wearing masks. Yeah, we're mask vaccinated. Going back to the masks in the school, where there's people that have just always wanted to kind of fight and be divisive and take it out on kids and take out their anger. And so these masks and these mandates allow it to happen. People like to get mad, apparently. People like to fight. People like drama. Me, I just want to go to school. Let me go to school. Let me do my thing. Let me go to a restaurant. Let me sit. Let me enjoy mom's birthday. Let me go home. I don't want there to be fights. There doesn't need to be. Life doesn't have to be full of fights. But I'm wondering why we aren't having criminal prosecution for something like this. You tape something over a person's face, causing them inability to vocalize or inability to breathe. That is assault. And it looks like because, well, you know, for COVID, it's okay. If assault is okay because of COVID, we're turning into worse than what we've seen in our past. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. And our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Richard Cullen from Sarasota is on the line. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Dr. Dahlia, good to talk to you. It's been for a while. Listen, I've been substitute teaching over the last 18 months or so in what we might call the COVID era. And as far as these masks and stuff go, I've just seen it become basically a power play that's destroyed the instructional environment between the students and the teachers. And the examples that you've been giving are just typical of, you know, students watching teachers, seeing if they're going to harass them about wearing their mask properly above their nose, below their nose, and it's just a real nightmare, and it needs to go away as quickly as possible. Wondering about your thoughts on that.
No, I agree. So, Richard, while I have you, you actually do bring up a good point. Do you see, are some of the students, I didn't even think about that, are some of the students rebelling, and are they taunting them, and are they like, I mean, are they doing that where they're purposely not, like, wearing it, or are they doing it because they're like, look, I just can't breathe, or is it just they're slipping because they're not actual good masks?
It's all of both. I mean, you have your kids who are just like, I ain't wearing it. If you're going to make me wear it, fine, I'll stick it below my nose or even below my chin, and we'll have a little power play. Then the other ones, it just flips off, or they get hot, you know, classrooms. Or it was at a military high school I was at. So they're in their uniforms, and they got this thing over their face. I mean, it was a combination of all of that. And the teachers are running around making sure they're wearing it right and harassing them about it. I've seen teachers scream at kids, screaming a whole class of kids about how irresponsible they are because they won't wear their mask correctly. I mean, it just destroys the whole teacher student relationship. And I actually refused to participate. I mean, I wore my mask, but I didn't harass anybody. So.
Well, thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that. Can I ask you, are you a substitute teacher or are you full-time?
Well, I'm a substitute teacher at a high school, and then I also now teach at a local college on a part-time status.
Okay, very, very cool. Yeah, I was going to ask how, how it is in terms of, have you noticed you've been called more, are you busier than you've ever been because so many teachers are not working?
Last year, there was a lot of that going on. I've been, because of my college teaching job, I haven't done as much substituting. I've turned away a few opportunities. But last year, there certainly was. I mean, I was working 3-4 days a week as a substitute, and I probably could have worked more than that. I just ended up turning down opportunities.
Oh, exactly. It's exhausting. Man, well, Richard, thank you for calling in. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think the masks have taken a turn, and I think they've actually gone, a much different direction where they're being used as more either punitively or as another, let me take a step back. When you are a teacher, and when you have students in your class, all right, I get it because I've taught. I've taught Sunday school. I've taught young kids. I've taught medical students. I've taught so many different or in so many different arenas that I get that there's a respect issue. I was always fortunate with my students, and it sounds like our caller, he probably, gets respected. He just seems like, he knows what he's doing, nice guy. And so we usually don't have to fight for that much respect. I was always lucky. I engaged the students, they liked me, and I don't think I had one disrespectful student to me. So then when I did ask them to do something, I said, okay, hey guys, I need you to turn this in, or I need you to do this, I need you to do this. I didn't get much slack. Once one class, oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember what they did. They screwed up on something. And they, I forgot, but I had told them to do it one way, and I guess they did it another way and got themselves like all confused or whatever. So I gave them a pop quiz. I go, pop quiz, everybody take out your pencil. So they took out a pencil and I put up the question, and it basically was, what did Dr. Dahlia tell you to do when you, blah, 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 blah. They're like, all right, we get it. And then that was it. I was like, all right, case closed. All right, enough said. And so I never really had to fight for that respect. And there are people that I notice out there, and this isn't just teachers, it's doctors, it's law enforcement, there are where they might find a lack of acquiescence to their authority or lack of, what's the word for it, compliance, as disrespect. Now, I as a doctor understand that lack of compliance isn't always disrespect. Now, there's some doctors that go, well, I'm a doctor, and if I told them to take a medicine, or if I told them to do this and they don't respect me as a doctor. No, it's not that. Get off your high horse. Sometimes compliance is they can't afford the medicine. Sometimes the medication might give them a side effect. Maybe the medication, they just aren't a pill taker. You don't have to take it so personally. And I wonder if that might be going on in the teachers, in the teacher, the health industry, or the education industry, where they tell the students to get out their notebooks, to get out their pencils, get out this. And then when you have a student that doesn't, it looks like they're disrespecting, not following orders. So the best thing a teacher could do is find out why. I'll do this to my kids, I told you to pick up your brother from school. Why didn't you pick up your brother from school?
right to pick my brother from school. I don't. I didn't ask you to be.
All I asked is, what was it about my request? Did I speak too softly? Is it that you forgot? What could we do so that you remember to pick up your brother when I ask you to pick up your brother? Well, I don't understand why I asked. That's not what I asked. Mind you, you know, being a parent, it's really hard to do that with the students. But let's say a student's having an issue with a mask, and there's this mask mandate going on, and, you know, the masks are halfway, and they don't protect. You know, what would a good teacher do versus a bad teacher? A bad teacher would say, I told you to put the mask on, you put the mask on, you listen to me, and that's it, and be all dictatorial. And many teachers have done that, and they found that it worked. They scare them. A good teacher would be like, all right, Billy, what's going on, man? You know, we asked about the mask. What's going on? Any issues? Are you having any issues with the mask? Clue me in. Fill me in. Yeah, my mask keeps falling. All right, do you want a new mask that's a little, you know, will give you a snugger fit? Yeah. Okay, here, I got you covered. Simple. You know, or, you know, I'm sneezing, I'm having some trouble breathing, have some issues with the mask, whatever. All right, talk to the nurse. I want to make sure you're breathing okay. Go to the nurse. It's okay. See, have the nurse come back, see if maybe we need to kind of make an accommodation for you. No big deal. I mean, I understand the school district might have these draconian rules, but it's your teacher, it's your classroom. And then what if you have a kid in the back that says, I don't want to wear my mask? I would actually, just because of what's going on, and obviously people aren't going to be now listening to my lesson, because we have Jimmy back there not wanting to wear a mask. They're all wearing masks. And they're going to look to me as this is going to be a watershed moment in history. You know what I would do at that point? I would actually stop the lesson and say, hey, guys, do you guys want to talk about this mask thing? Let's talk about it. You guys still are responsible for this material, but let's stop with that. You know, Jimmy, I get it. You don't want to wear the mask. Okay. All right. Why? Why don't you want to wear a mask? Well, I think it's stupid. Okay. All right. Does anybody else here think it's stupid? All right. And then we start a conversation. Yeah. But listen, Jimmy, and listen, students, you know, if there is a rule, let's say you don't like, and you think a rule is stupid, what is the best way to approach that? Is it to not do it? Is it to maybe talk to me and say, look, I'm having some issues with this rule. What if I sit you guys next to a person and that person keeps pulling your hair? What do you do? Do you ignore it? Or do you come to me? You guys can come to me. You can come to your parents. You can come to... These kids are feeling forced to be in defiance. This is why we have a lot of crime. This is why we have a lot of misunderstood people. And you have kids that just don't understand. They know right from wrong. They want to breathe. And I don't know if it's that they just want to defy authority. It's that they have a compass. And so you, as a good teacher, need to be able to talk to them about it. Now, if it started to disrupt the class, you could say, look, you know, I welcome everybody's opinion. But I have to follow rules. I have to follow rules, and I have to teach you guys. So, Jimmy, you know, if you don't want to wear a mask, you know, I can't get in trouble, so I'm going to have you, you know, go to the vice principal, talk to them about the mask issue, and then I'm going to go on teaching, and then you come back at the end of class so I can give you your homework. And I wouldn't duct tape the mask to their face. There's better ways to approach it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are climbing for the 11th consecutive day. Today's AAA survey of stations across the United States shows the national average for regular is up to $3.188 a gallon. That's up 0.3 cents over Sunday and nearly as high as it was a month ago before prices started softening for a couple of weeks. Over 7 million Americans are losing their unemployment benefits this Labor Day as the pandemic unemployment insurance expires today. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh telling NBC News there are still some options out there.
We've allowed governors across the country, if they need to look at using CARES money, using rescue plan money to extend the unemployment benefit in their state if they need to. The rate is different all across the country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. South Lake Tahoe evacuation orders have been lifted as the Caldor fire battle continues.
Residents of South Lake Tahoe could soon return to their homes as the wildfire that was threatening the resort town stalled a few miles away. Crews have made progress on the Calder fire that had forced about 22,000 people out of their homes, allowing the evacuation orders to be reduced to warnings. Authorities have warned people that the fire still has the potential to threaten homes, but is currently 43% contained, according to CAL FIRE. The Calder fire has destroyed more than 700 homes and burned more than 215,000 acres in Northern California since it was sparked on August 14th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Most of New Zealand is coming out of a lockdown after the discovery of one coronavirus infection. The country's prime minister announcing the lockdown will be lifted for places outside of Auckland late Tuesday night. That's where the outbreak is located, and the city is New Zealand's most populated. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer and working today. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. So over the summer, as the Delta variant was coming, I was getting a lot of calls through telemedicine for pink eye. A lot of pink eye. Now, usually you see pink eye when kids go back to school, but this was July. This was August. And so I had told you guys a year ago that of the multitude of symptoms of COVID, pink eye could be one of them. The World Health Organization alerted us very early on that red eyes, or pink eye, could be a sign of COVID. The CDC, I think, has been a little hesitant to list that. They only list like the cough and the sneezing and the headache and the nausea and the diarrhea and, you know, but the World Health Organization has, you know, the much broader list. And sadly, there are tons of things that can look like COVID or COVID could be. You know, whether you get a headache or you get a sore throat or you get the sneezing or you get the coughing or you get the swollen lymph nodes or the red eyes or the wheezing or a rash or chest pain, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, body aches, fatigue. Yeah, almost any symptom you've ever gotten with a flu or a cold or any, you know, you sadly can get with COVID. And so when I saw Delta variant. Actually, I saw these cases in June as well. When I saw this rash of pink eye, and I think I even talked to you guys about this, I said, all right, there's obviously something viral going on, and guys, this could still be COVID. And I have to be careful because the CDC doesn't necessarily have pink eye. Yet, like I said, the World Health Organization says red eyes could be a sign of COVID. And even though a lot of people were getting vaccinated, a lot of people had already been double vaccinated, there was this hesitancy to think, look, if I'm vaccinated, I'm going to possibly be spreading COVID. Well, I worry if all these people getting treated over the phone for pink eye actually might have been spreading COVID. And we keep debating who is primarily responsible for the Delta variant and all these new waves of hospitalizations. And I tell everybody to stop trying to blame somebody, because I think both vaccinated and unvaccinated people were spreading the virus. But somebody wants to know, well, we need to know, because should we have done the masks again? Should we have never taken off the masks? Or should we have done, you know, boosters earlier? Or should we have put people in jail? And it's like, guys, a virus is going to be a virus, and the virus is going to want to live. All right? I mean, how many times have you told your dog to stay out of the garbage? And they're like, come on, get out of the garbage, beggar. And the dog will maybe stop. You know, you'll say no, and they'll stop for 2 seconds. And then the dog will figure out a way to get into the garbage. And then you'll put the garbage in another area. The dog will still try to find a way to get to the garbage. That's just kind of what the virus is doing. Now, pink eye. Pink eye is a term I think misused. It should be called conjunctivitis. Conjunctivitis is a lining that lines the eye as well as the lids. And it has blood vessels. And when the eye gets inflamed, the blood vessels appear more prominent. So they dilate. So when you have dilated blood vessels in your eyes, the white with the red looks pink. Now, there's different types of pink. There's different types of red in the eye. And ophthalmologists are really, really good at determining it. You can have like a subconjunctival hemorrhage. That's a dark, dark red. You could have an irritating, allergic type of eye. You could have a conjunctivitis. You could have an autoimmune redness to the eye, a pressure buildup, a cellulitis. Those are all different rednesses. And as a family doc, you kind of can pick up on a lot of the nuances. And so I'll look at an eye and they'll say, I have pink eye. And I go, that's not pink eye. That's a much different red. There's something going on. But pink eye, in its colloquial sense, is you go to school, you have a kid, they have an eye infection, it's viral, it spreads across the house, and everybody gets itchy, watery eyes with some discharge. Red eyes could be a whole different thing. Remember Ebola. There was one guy who had Ebola in his eye. Trust me, that eye got red and it wasn't pink eye. So conjunctivitis could be caused by a virus, it could be caused by a bacteria, it could be caused by a parasite, it could be caused by your contact lens, it could be caused by an eyelash that fell into your eye, it could be caused by dust, it could be caused by autoimmune, it could be caused by trauma. And symptoms of it, or allergies even. A lot of you had kind of red eyes, watery eyes because of allergies and the smoke. So the symptoms are they might tear. Usually more allergic, they're more a little teary and watery, yet with any bacterial conjunctivitis or even pink eye, they're a little bit more sticky and gooey sort of discharge. Some scleritises, irises, and issues with the eye might not have any discharge. Light sensitivity to the eye, you know, could affect it where light, you could have eye pain, you could have blurred vision, you shouldn't. Pink eye shouldn't give you blurred vision, but sometimes a conjunctivitis could cause blurred vision. And some people will even get swollen lymph nodes from it. But every time I had a person that had called into the telemedicine company with a possible pink eye, I would ask them, have you had any recent upper respiratory symptoms? They go, yeah, I had a little cold last week, but it was no big deal. And I go, did you get tested for COVID? So I don't want to sit here and panic everybody, because now kids are going back to school. But sadly, you know, September is pink eye month, because kids get, not maybe officially, but kids go to school, they rub their eyes, they get some in their eye. But sadly, as we're trying to figure out who has COVID symptoms, we can't forget about the eyes. And since I'm seeing tons of kids and adults call in with pink eye, not only now during school year, but before that, I think it's just a reminder that the Delta variant might do that. So if you go, you know, I had to get treated for pink eye, you might want to get yourself tested for COVID. Some doctors might not be thinking about it because, again, the CDC website is different than the World Health Organization lists. But a virus is a virus. Viruses can affect the eyes. We know that. And we've seen COVID-positive people get pink eye. When somebody said they were diagnosed with COVID and they want to go back to work, I asked, what were your symptoms? They go, oh, it's weird. I thought I had a sinus infection. Or I thought I had pink eye. And I got swabbed and it was COVID. So, you know, it's just a reminder. But my issue, and the reason why I bring this up, is one issue I've had throughout this whole pandemic is people have been blaming the unvaccinated for the waves of the virus. And maybe in theory, unvaccinated individuals could harbor and allow variants to surface and become more productive, shall we say, and evolve. But how many patients have I taken care of who have been vaccinated, who have been sneezing and coughing or having pink eye, working? And they are like, but I'm vaccinated. And we really need some transparency. And I know the CDC is putting up on their website, you know, how many vaccinated breakthrough hospitalizations and things like that. But if you remember, the CDC very early on stopped testing vaccinated individuals. And I get it, it's expensive. But once they hit 10,000 breakthrough cases, it was really early on, they're like, we're not going to count the mild COVID cases in vaccinated. And I told you guys back then, we need that information. We need those numbers. Because if we knew in the spring that one out of every three or one out of every two or every vaccinated person has the potential to spread the virus and to still get COVID, whether it was mild, maybe we would have approached, right, the summer differently. Because here we are with hospitalizations and a real bad wave of COVID. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And again, we are taking your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI or 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the next big topic, as unemployment benefits, the extra unemployment benefits have expired, is why aren't we paying employees more? And there's a big, big push to raise the federal minimum wage, which has been at $7.25 an hour. And just buying toilet paper these days, you know the $7.25 an hour just doesn't cut it. On the flip side, businesses are struggling. We talked about the overhead crisis, which I'm going to talk about again, where businesses are already paying most of their expenses to payroll, and if that has to double or even triple, they're going to go under. Well, one, I think, headline, it was probably about a year ago, said that we never really rose. We never kept up with inflation. And we would have been roughly at about 20-some dollars an hour by the year 2020 if we would have kept in line with the way the economy grew. Well, now we have a report saying minimum wage today would be $26 an hour. $26 an hour if it had grown in line with productivity. Let me see who gets credit for this. I'm talking, this is CBS News. They say the federal minimum wage in the U.S. has remained glued at $7.25 an hour for the last 12 years, the longest stretch without a boost since minimum wage was adopted in 1938. Now, they say that it has failed to keep up with the times. They say as workers have been more industrious, helping drive corporate profits, the stock market, and CEO compensation to record heights, their pay has flatlined or even declined when factoring in for inflation. So when you look at the map, it didn't go up pretty linearly like most minimum wage and most, you know, things do in the economy. It actually, when you look over the years, it starts to flatline and then went lower considering inflation. So those people making $7.25 an hour now are really screwed as opposed to a few years back. So Dean Baker, senior economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research, says that might sound crazy, but he said if minimum wage had kept pace with gains of the economy's productivity over the last 50 years, it would be $26 an hour today, or more than $50,000 a year in annual income. Now, he says that's roughly what the minimum wage would be today if it kept a pace with productivity growth since its value peaked in 1968. Now, productivity is how much income somebody generates in an hour of work. It's critical to the economy because it determines the standard of living. The rising productivity is no guarantee of a healthy economy, but the fruits of the productivity end up being divided. People get paid more. Values are supposed to be extended to buyers. And so minimum wage tracking productivity, they say, is not a crazy idea. But the problem is we have another crisis. We have this overhead crisis. I agree that if CEOs are now making $400 or $500 million, I agree that the workers should be also making more money. I mean, obviously not millions, you know, that is impossible, but if you're seeing people get raises and cost of living increases and all that, we should still have been seeing that with workers. That all makes sense. If times are changing and if profits are up and if stocks are up, all that should be across the board felt. But as a small business owner, I was blown away by what ended up happening. So we might see Amazon make a lot of money. We might see these companies make a lot of money. But rather than Amazon or these companies being able to say, okay, you know what, I am going to shift all this money to labor, government adds more stuff and they add more tax. So then we had Obamacare. Then we had, all right, well, you have to, you know, not only pay for their health insurance, but the health insurance rates are going to go up because of this, and you have to pay for that too. And so employers, when they do make money and they want to pass it on to employees, they got all these other expenses. So I wrote a little piece about this on the overhead crisis that we have, where before computers, software, multimedia marketing, insurance, licensing, you know, we had less overhead as a doctor. You'd have maybe a little room, maybe two or three staff. You'd have paper charts. You wouldn't have to have all the fancy, expensive medical equipment. And, yeah, if you made $20, $25 a visit, that was huge. But now for a doctor, you have to have the electronic billing, the software, the malpractice, the workers' comp, the business liability insurance, the high-tech equipment. So an overhead for a doctor, and I can't speak for other industries, but a lot of doctors, they're at 60 to 70% overhead. So when you say, wow, that doctor made $1 million gross. Well, if 60 to 70 or 6 to 700,000 are going to costs, then at that $200,000 to $300,000 isn't necessarily transferring into huge, huge spikes of employee pay. So just to see a touch of what business owners have to pay, you got the rent, you got the CAMs, you got the payroll, you got the inventory, you got the business licenses, state, city, county, DBA license, professional license, lab construction license fees, sales tax, zoning permits, workers' compensation insurance, business liability insurance, professional liability insurance, utilities, telephones, computers, Wi-Fi, network, software, furniture, windows coverings, tile, flooring, plumbing, kitchen appliances, marketing, signage, office supplies, cleaning, and the list goes on. And this overhead crisis that we have is not getting better. In California, we were told, the average employer pays just for the employee, not only the wage, but on top of that, 6.2 Social Security, 1.45 Medicare, FUTA, SUTA, ETT. These are federal unemployment taxes, state unemployment taxes, employee training tax. So somebody taking home, you know, let's say, I guess, somebody taking home, like, I guess the true cost of hiring, they showed the total cost to hire somebody who earns $65,000 a year, it's actually costing that employer $70,000 a year. So what we're running into is employers want to pay people more. And if you want employers to pay more, lay off all this other crap that they have to spend. If the U.S. government wants employers to pay employees more, tell them, look, those taxes you're paying on each employee, shift it immediately in the paycheck to the employee. Tell the feds to go, look, guys, all that FICA or the FUTA or all that you're paying, it'll now go under the column. This way employers can't pocket the money. All those extra tax dollars shift over to the employee. But no, they're not going to do that. They want the employer not only to pay all those taxes, but to pay the employee more. When you pay the employee more, then more taxes for them. Something's going to give. I actually agree with what employees are making right now is too damn low. But I disagree with all the crap people, you know, business owners are forced to do and pay, which is overburdening. So if you tell an employer, all right, you got to be at $26 an hour per employee, they're going to fire a bunch of people to hire that one employee. So I think it's a simple fix. Just tell the feds to, you know, force business owners to pay less to them and with all this other garbage you have to pay so we can turn around and pay employees more. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.